Chapter 15. Samuel said to Saul, "The Lord sent me to anoint you to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore listen to the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of armies, I have marked that which Amalek did to Israel, how he set himself against him in the way when he came up out of Egypt. Now go and strike Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and don't spare them, but kill both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and donkey." Saul summoned the people, and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen, and 10,000 men of Judah. Saul came to the city of Amalek, and laid wait in the valley. Saul said to the Kenites, "Go, depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For you have shown kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt." So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. Saul struck the Amalekites from Havilah as you go to Shur, that is before Egypt. He took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag, and the best of the sheep and of the oxen, and of the fatlings and the lambs, and all that was good, and wouldn't utterly destroy them. But everything that was vile and refuse, that they utterly destroyed. Then the word of the Lord came to Samuel, saying, "It grieves me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me, and has not performed my commandments." Samuel was angry, and he cried to the Lord all night. Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, and it was told Samuel, saying, "Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set up a monument, and turned and passed on and went down to Gilgal." Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said to him, "Blessed are you by the Lord, I have performed the commandment of the Lord." Samuel said, "What means then this bleating of the sheep in my ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear?" Saul said, "They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice to the Lord your God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed." Then Samuel said to Saul, "Stay, and I will tell you what the Lord has said to me this night." He said to him, "Say on." Samuel said, "Though you were little in your own sight, weren't you made the head of the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed you king over Israel, and the Lord sent you on a journey and said, 'Go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they are consumed.' Why then didn't you obey the voice of the Lord, but flew on the spoil, and did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord?" Saul said to Samuel, "Yes, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord has sent me, and have bought Agag the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the devoted things, to sacrifice to the Lord your God in Gilgal." Samuel said, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as idolatry and the teraphim. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king." Saul said to Samuel, "I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord, and your words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now therefore, please pardon my sin, and turn again with me that I may worship the Lord." Samuel said to Saul, "I will not return with you, for you have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you from being king over Israel." As Samuel turned about to go away, Saul laid hold on the skirt of his robe, and it tore. Samuel said to him, "The Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you this day, and has given it to a neighbor of yours who is better than you. Also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent." Then he said, "I have sinned, yet honor me now, please, before the elders of my people, and before Israel, and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord your God. So Samuel turned again after Saul, and Saul worshipped the Lord. Then Samuel said, Bring here to me Agag, the king of the Amalekites. Agag came to him cheerfully. Agag said, Surely the bitterness of death is past. Samuel said, As your sword has made women childless, so shall your mother be childless among women. Samuel hewed Agag in pieces before the Lord in Gilgal. Then Samuel went to Ramah, and Saul went up to his house to Gibeah of Saul. Samuel came no more to see Saul until the day of his death, for Samuel mourned for Saul, and the Lord grieved that he had made Saul king over Israel.